Wishing you a beautiful Monday, and I hope you have a gorgeous week ahead, and I hope that it is as stress-free as is possible. So all of this week, we are decluttering our lives from our homes to our rooms, to our cars, to our desks at work, to our relationships, to our money issues, to our social life, to anything, diet or whatever else that we need to just get rid of the deadwood, get rid of things that are no longer serving a purpose, and get rid of just anything that's hanging around that we want to change. We also might just want to get rid of things that, you know, are maybe at a place where they're not particularly bad, but we just want something fresh and something new. Perfect time of year to do this as we start again. Also, we have the evening starting to get brighter. It starts to bring a different bit of a fresh energy and a fresh approach. Yesterday, I had the chance to teach a beautiful 3-hour workshop, meditation and self-care. And a topic that came up a lot was just about not being able to put ourselves first. Procrastinating on things was a big one as well, sabotaging ourselves. And we spoke a lot in the class, and I spoke a lot in the class about being the best version of ourselves, to do the simple things to get us there, to feel balanced, to feel connected. And from that place, we go back into alignment with ourselves and things can actually move without too much effort. But before we can be our best self, we've got to get rid of things that are draining us, zapping our energy, or just simply, like I said, they mightn't be bad, but we just want to change things up a little bit. So this week we're going to do that. What I would like you to do today, very simple task, is to think of the areas of your life that you want to declutter. You might physically want to get rid of things in your home or onwards into your bedroom or into your car, but we want every space in your life to be clean and clear, the body to be clean and clear, the mind to be clean and clear, and your personal life, whether that's finances, social life, relationships, work, and so on. So I'd like you to think about these areas, pick probably your top three, and we'll try and work on these over the course of the week. So the three things maybe you know you need to start, or if you just want to pick one thing and say, that's just what I'll concentrate on this week. And I don't mean for you maybe to even do the decluttering this week, but just to have yourself focused on it as we go through the course of the week and the teachings. The other thing that came from today, and this is something I would talk about a lot, obviously through It's Time For Me, but it's just a reminder as well, gentle, enjoyable steps. Bring it back to basics. Things that are simple and enjoyable, you will want to do more. So in this process of decluttering, remember that. I don't want this to be a big arduous task that you just don't want to even look at or it feels hard. We're going to try and do this in a way that feels good and that we have an enjoyable experience and look forward to decluttering more in our life. But I will explain more of that as we go through the week. So just for today, I'd like you to do that and we will continue on with this tomorrow. Have a great day.